listen, I'm not here to be pushed over. You can come at me because my name's in the papers, because my name's on TV. You can come at me. But I'm not backing down. I'm here for a reason. I'm here to play ball. I'm not going to be treated like shit. So it is what it is. It's football. People talk a little bit out there. It is what it is. But just know I'm not backing down from anybody.
You're listening to The Starting Lineup with James Cebulski, Perry Solkowski, and Rick Dhaliwal on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Another big news, and it happened last night. It's in the CFL. Johnny Manziel leaves Hamilton and now is a Montreal Alouette. And with that in mind, we say hello to Arash Madani. Good morning, Arash. How are you?
Doing well, Perry. How are you, man?
I'm excellent, thank you. You have followed this league for a long time, worked in it. What was your first take on a backup quarterback yet to play a snap and involved? I love the blockbuster because it's CFL news. What was your first take on the Manziel trade to Montreal?
My first take was, what a king's ransom Hamilton got in return for that player who is yet to take a snap in this league. I mean, two first-round picks alone is, you know, is highway robbery. And then you add an immediate impact Canadian starter in Jamal Westerman, who's a pass rusher, can get after the quarterback. And I guess Chris Williams, too. But the Alouettes are now without a first-round pick in 2019, 2020, and 2021. Now, I mean, imagine the Canucks pulled off a trade. Let's equate it to the hockey crowd for a minute. That they're going to take, they're going to trade for a prospect who was really good in college, did nothing in the pros, and gave up two first-round picks for it, and they're without a pick until 2022. What would you say about the GM there?
Well, it's a terrible move for Montreal in the sense that you're right. From a pure business standpoint, you don't build a franchise. They're in a desperate situation. It's amazing how quickly things have fallen apart in Montreal. If you're Randy Ambrosi and sitting in his office, are you looking at it from a league perspective and going, hey, Montreal's got nothing going. Now they're going to try and sell tickets around this guy. If it works out, this is actually a good move for my league?
I mean, there's a lot of ifs in that conversation. I mean, look, the hardest thing to find and develop in professional sports, regardless of sport, is a franchise quarterback. They come at such a premium to the point where if you look south of the border, second-tier quarterbacks like Andy Dalton, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler are getting $100 million. So if you're anywhere near finding someone who's close to the guy, teams are willing to do whatever just to keep them. And we're not even talking about Brady and Breeze and Rodgers and the rest. We're talking about the second tier. So Hamilton has had Johnny Manziel in-house for 2 months now. They went through a full training camp with him. They went through a full preseason with him. They've had he's in positional meetings and offensive meetings. They have an institutional knowledge on who and what Johnny Manziel is. They had to do their homework and then some just to sign him to begin with because of his checkered past. And with that knowledge of who and what Manziel is as a Canadian Football League player, after 2 months, they're willing to let him go. Now, they're getting a hefty return, but in a position where it's so paramount, the most important position in sports is also the hardest position to find. And the Ticats were willing to part ways with him after 2 months. So what did they see during this time that they said, you know what, we're better off without him?
Well, I think they saw nothing. The return, you're right, it's massive. But if you're Montreal, and they've had their quarterback issues already, albeit through the first month of the season.
No. Montreal has had quarterback issues since 2012 when Anthony Calvillo retired.
Right. You know,
let's not get that part of it twisted. Go on.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is, if you're Montreal and you've had your issues this season, and they're obviously not worried about the future. They're worried about the here and now. Mike Sherman knows Manziel better than anybody else in the CFL. Coached him in NCAA. Yep. Kahari Jones is the offensive coordinator and a quarterback coach. He might be one of the best guys in the league to work with somebody that's not familiar with the league.
Okay.
I'll be really interested to see, like, is it automatic that Manziel just comes right in there and turns things around for the Owls?
God, no. No. The Montreal Alouettes have the worst roster in the CFL. The talent there is lacking significantly. I was speaking with somebody this morning, guys, before I came on the radio, and I said, what do you make of the Owls' talent? He said, well, they're better than last year, but they're still the worst in the league. So now we're deciding on which of the worst is better.
Arash,
you know, it's just a really bad scene there.
Arash Madani joining us to talk all things CFL Johnny Manziel. I'm guessing Arash will not be turning in his Johnny Manziel Ticat jersey for the $100 gift card that they're giving you.
Gift card, I saw that.
Yeah, hey, how about that for a PR move? You understand PR. That's not bad.
Yep.
All right,
that's smart.
Are Hamilton fans up in arms about this?
I think Hamilton fans are upset because they've been hearing about Johnny Manziel for 2 or 3 years now. And they went through the entire soap opera of will he come and won't he come and will the league allow him to come and will Johnny sign here? And then Johnny said, I want $500,000. And Hamilton said no. And then they finally get him and all the hype and they got a little taste of it. And they never really saw what he was going to become. But listen, if Montreal had offered one first-round pick and Jamal Westerman, I think the Ticats have to take that for Manziel. Instead, they got double.
Well, but they got some O-linemen to hopefully protect him. So that's a key. If you just bring a quarterback and your offensive line is terrible, that doesn't help. So there may be one point. But where is, I mean, you've been around this league for a long time. There's concerns here in BC, and there have been for a long time, to get people into the seats and watching this football team. And now they're resting it on Travis Lule, as Jonathan Jennings has struggled. Where are they in Montreal, Arash, to keep interest in the Alouettes there right now? Because since AC left, they've had nothing but trouble there.
Yeah, they moved to Molson Stadium, Perry, I think it was in 2000 or 2001. And it was by pure luck. There was nobody going to Olympic Stadium for the games when the Alouettes returned to the CFL. And there was a U2 concert at the Big O. And so the Owls had to play a game at McGill, downtown, outdoors, with a tree growing in the stands. And the place was packed, and something was born there. It was, you know, and I lived and covered the Alouettes, I would say in their heyday, because the 2002 Alouettes team is probably the best football team I've seen, along with the 2014 Stampeders that won in Vancouver. The Alouettes, believe it or not, were a hotter ticket for a couple of years than the Canadiens were in Montreal. It was a party. It was the place to be, and they steamrolled through teams. This is not Big O rock bottom, but it's very close. And what's happened is now the Montreal Impact are in that city, and Montreal is a very trend town, and what's hot and what's cool. The Alouettes have become irrelevant in that marketplace, not unlike the Lions in Vancouver. You know, if not for Lule, and now that Solomon's hurt, who's the most identifiable Lion to a casual sports fan?
It's been Travis Lule, even when he was injured for the last 2 years. You know,
yeah.
Adam Bakehill, so, yeah, I don't know.
Solomon Elamilli,
yeah. Still well, Travis Lule.
Bakehill's a Winnipeg.
Well, now he is.
Well,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know, but you know, in the last three or four years, Solomon and Baker, but it was always Travis Lule.
Right. So Montreal, there hasn't been a face of the franchise since Calvillo and Cahoon left. So now they're going all in. They're going all in on somebody who has not taken a regular season snap in the CFL.
Arash, having lived in that market, having covered the league in that market, do you think this move brings people through the turnstiles in Montreal for a team that's awful?
I do, and I think it'll be for one or two games. And the Alouettes have put up 69 points in 5 games. Unless Manziel can somehow pull off the Johnny Football magic from Texas A&M, like that Saturday where they beat Alabama, unless Johnny can somehow pull something off, I think after a couple of games, it'll just go back to, you know, we're lousy, we're terrible, we have better options on a sunny afternoon in the summer, or on a, where else would you rather spend a Friday night than in downtown Montreal in the summer? I think there'll be a novelty, but unless it pays off, I don't see it being sustainable.
And you don't think it pays off? You don't think in 2 months' time, Johnny Manziel has a pretty good grip? Manziel has a pretty good grip on the CFL, and go, hey, this guy's actually going to work here.
Again, but I just go back to, and Perry, I think he could, but I just look at the roster. You know, it's almost as if you put, you know, I mean, it's just pie in the sky, but if you, who's the worst team in the NFL? I mean, put the Cleveland Browns, right? Put Tom Brady on the Cleveland Browns. What are they doing?
Yeah, it would be a reflection of him, but I think Arash, and we got to get going here. If, you know, if he shows a little bit of something, they go, okay, we can now build around him. But to your point, tough to build. You just sold the farm for him.
Well, that's it. You build with draft picks.
Yeah, we'll see. Arash, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. I hope everything is okay after what took place in your city there. It's tough to see again in this country and the incident that took place last night. All right, buddy. Thanks for this.
Thanks, guys.
Sportsnet 650.